What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to finish up here with Peter in Los Angeles. And what did you want to say?
Well, Mike, I'm just, you know, because of the almost totally adversarial relationship that Trump has with the corporate press and the corporate media, I would hope, of course, that this would change once he takes office. However, it may be that after a while that, you know, he doesn't like the way that the independent media reacts to what he's doing, you know? And then he looked back at the CIA over the years and Mockingbird and all the things that they've done to control the press and think that the intelligence community doesn't want to give up their ability to basically being
No, they really don't. Here's the problem they're dealing with, okay? Even back at the end of World War II, when Mockingbird began, the media had already gone through a considerable amount of consolidation. There were only a couple of hundred companies that were really in charge of the vast majority of news distribution in the country. Today, it's even tighter than that. The problem they have with the independent media is there are thousands of websites out here. There are simply too many for them to be able to co-opt in an economic manner. And I think that's the reason why they're trying this desperation Hail Mary attempt of getting Americans to install plugins on their browsers so that the independent media can't get through. And I'll tell you right now, that's never going to happen. That's a non-starter right there. And again, we're dealing with an establishment that has simply over the decades gotten used to a certain way of running the country. And they're just now realizing technology has rendered that system of governance totally obsolete. And they're in a panic. They don't know what to do. The reality is they can't go on doing what they've been doing before. They're either going to have to adapt to a new reality of a better educated, self-informed populace, or they're going to go the way of the dodo bird and the Soviet Union.
Well, Mike, if there's, what, six big media companies, right, and I think we both agree that this is a fascist system, and the government, by cooperating with them, it's a partnership, really. And then there's the people over whose lines all this stuff goes, and there's only a couple of them, Sprint and so on and so forth. I see a permanent opposition to the independent media by both the carriers, the hold the wires over which it goes, the companies, the media companies themselves, the six big media companies, and the government and the intelligence community cooperating to try to tamp this renegade, you know, uncontrolled from them anyways, press down. I don't think that's going to change even with Trump, really.
No, it's going to take a long while for things to sink on in. We may even have to wait for, you know, some of these CEOs to actually stop being CEOs before they give up that fantasy that they can drag the world back to the glory days of the 1950s and 1960s Cold War. But like I said before, it's not going to be a smooth transition. As James Corbett said, right now we're literally in a media war. But the corporate media is carrying the burden of decades of flat-out lies to the American public, and the American public now knows that. Here in the independent media, people have gotten used to come to us to find out what's really going on. Oh, wow, turns out Saddam really didn't have those nuclear weapons after all, did he? And for anybody who's still confused about real news, fake news, I mean, there's your test. Who told you Saddam had nuclear weapons requiring an invasion? And who was out here telling you, no, he really doesn't, you're being sold a phony war? And that's all you need to remember to decide who's really the real news and who's really the fake news. And by the way, somebody wrote on in saying that when we talk about the real news, meaning the corporate media TV networks, we need to remember it is an acronym that stands for Rotten, Egotistical, Arrogant, Lying.
Well, Michael, I agree with everything you say on this, but I also would caution you to prepare for a long haul battle on this.
I've been at this for 22 years, and I'm ready to do another 22.
All right, man. I'll be with you.
All right, thanks, Mike. All right, thanks an awful lot. Before we take this next call here, got an update on the situation down in Florida where these three voters have filed a lawsuit demanding a statewide recount because they're absolutely convinced Hillary Clinton won Florida, and we know that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin and all those independent media websites have cheated Hillary out of her rightful inheritance and blah, 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 blah. Well, under Florida law, as it turns out, they need to gather 120,000 affidavits from Florida voters saying that they were somehow robbed of their vote, blocked from voting, anything like this. And here's the kicker. All of those affidavits must be notarized. In other words, they can't just set up an office and crank out affidavits and just put people's names on them. Whoever's filing an affidavit has to go to a notary or public, and yes, we know there were fake notaries used during that whole mortgage-backed security fraud. I don't see that as likely to happen by December 19th. And under Florida law, even if there is a dispute, the electors can still go to the Electoral College. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining the network. We're going to take our last phone call before we close the lines and get back to the news. John in Barbados, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yes, I'm going to be a little tongue-in-cheek at the moment. A boat was named after Elton John. But I imagine a boat which really powerful, a tubby little tugboat.
Somebody already gave us the punchline on this one.
With a very loud foghorn named the Rivero's Ranger, able to push all the big boats around in the harbor. So if you want to really look at it, the little tubby tugboat would be whatreallyhappened.com, and the big boats that it's able to push around would be the mainstream corporate media. So
first of all, I'm going to object to the phrase tubby, because I've lost about 80 pounds so far on my weight reduction thing here. And the other part is being a rag setter. You know, I think it's a loose analogy. I think a better one would be that the corporate media is the Titanic, and I'm the iceberg.
Yes, and they're sinking fast.
I didn't attack them. They ran into me.
They're sinking fast. Anyway, I just want a quick shout-out. 97% of Aleppo is now in Syrian Arab Army hands, and we're getting thousands upon thousands of witnesses giving evidence as to what these Takfiris have been doing to the people.
Oh, all kinds of torture and all of that stuff. I mean, it's really coming out. Supposedly, ISIS and Al-Qaeda are now trying to retake Palmyra to keep this war going a little bit longer. But with Aleppo back under Syrian government control, as you mentioned the other day, that frees up 20,000 troops. And instead of going down toward the Golan, those 20,000 troops can now march against Palmyra and whatever other strongholds ISIS still thinks they have. Again, the big issue for the United States is they can't get into Aleppo to extract their CIA assets, hired mercenaries, special forces people. It's only a matter of time before these people get captured and put on public display, unless they've all been given suicide capsules, and who knows, that may or Obama could drone strike them. Remember, we heard the U.S. was going to take out the ISIS and Al-Qaeda commanders who were dealing directly with the U.S. to get those weapons.
The other story I wanted to reiterate, from months ago I said that Russia was deploying these robotic guards on the border with the western border of Russia with along the Ukraine and the Baltic states. They've now used one of these, and there's a video of it, against a terrorist group. This robotic soldier actually killed all four, the leader and three of his acolytes. So this is now serious, serious stuff. These robotic soldiers are now on the field of battle.
Well, good. We can keep our kids at home. You know, let's just have the robots fight the robots here. You know, it's battling bots, the war edition.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you for taking my call again, Michael. Yeah, I just thought you might enjoy that little tongue-in-cheek description of what really happened. And
well, except for the part about Tubby, I loved it. But you know, I'm on this major weight loss program. I've dumped, you know, about 80 pounds so far. I got about another 40 to go, and then I'm going to buy all new clothes.
You didn't mind the very loud foghorn then?
I don't have a problem with that one tiny bit.
Okay, Michael, thanks a lot, mate.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. We're going to close the phone lines for a little bit here because I'm way, way, way behind on my talking points here. As I mentioned before, a lot of politicians are coming on out saying that this campaign by Hillary to try and overturn the election is not making the United States look good in the eyes of the world or even the American people. Joe Biden basically has come on out and said he's embarrassed by what Hillary is doing. And I think that's probably true for all of the American people. We're embarrassed by this childish behavior on the part of Hillary and all of her supporters. And again, looking at her during her speech before Congress about the dangerous epidemic of fake news, it looks to me like her health is starting to fail. And if she's aware she doesn't have long to live, then she's just going to keep on pushing to be that first president of the United States and doesn't care if she starts a civil war. Now, WikiLeaks has come out with yet another document dump. This one is showing how the United States was playing Syria-style games in Yemen leading up to that conflict. And yes, it does involve Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton. Now, as I mentioned a couple of times before, Hillary Clinton has come out of her seclusion and she addressed the Congress, I guess, as a private citizen. Kind of interesting. I don't think Congress would let me in the door to talk to them as a private citizen, but she came on in to demand action against the epidemic of fake news. And she cited this woman in Florida who said she was going to kill somebody on Sandy Hook and the obviously contrived shooting up at the pizza parlor, saying that fake news represents a danger to the lives of ordinary people. And of course, my first response to that is, when she says fake news is endangering people's lives, I'm wondering if she includes that fake news about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction that led to a war that resulted in thousands and thousands of deaths, including those people tortured to death by the U.S. to find those weapons of mass destruction, which turned out not to exist. Because I think compared to that, you know, a gun fired into the ceiling of a pizza parlor and mere talk about killing somebody really kind of pales to insignificance. And I find it amazing for Hillary to be getting up there and screaming about the epidemic of fake news, this coming from Mrs. Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy herself, who has a long track record of lies, including under oath. And the hypocrisy is staggering. Brian Williams, caught lying to the public, still works for NBC, and he's out there saying that we need to crusade against false reporting. Look who's talking, Brian. It's like they think the American people don't have a memory. That anything that was said or done 24 hours ago is irrelevant, or if you're paying attention to it, you're just being a wild-eyed, tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy wingnut kook or something. As one of our callers mentioned before, Congressman Adam Schiff actually called Fox News Tucker Carlson a Russian agent on primetime television. They're pushing this whole thing about Russia, Russia, Russia. They want a cold war or a hot war. They don't care. Russia's the enemy. China's the enemy. You will hate who we tell you to hate. No, actually, we're all grown-ups. We can decide for ourselves who our enemies actually are. Now, the Washington Post is still refusing to retract or apologize for that story that smeared all of the independent media as being Russian propagandists. They've updated the story to saying, well, we're not really endorsing what Prop or Not said, but we think it's worth looking at. It's a non-denial denial is basically what it is. And going over to Proper Not, they've now enlarged their report and revealed that their entire case to say XYZ is a Russian propaganda agent was that we linked to stories in Russia Today. Now, I have also linked several times to whitehouse.gov. Does that make me an official presidential spokesperson? I'm sure Obama would say, heck no. And the same logic applies. Linking to Russia Today does not make anybody a Russian agent. It just makes us people who trust Russia Today more than we trust ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, PBS, NPR, and so forth. Now, another website, Naked Capitalism, is demanding a Washington Post retraction. I hope they get it. The Washington Post owes all of us a retraction and an apology. They're not going to do it because they're struggling to maintain, well, we're still right. Even when we're wrong, we're right. And they're pushing this idea that the fake news is what cost Hillary Clinton the election, like Benghazi had nothing to do with it. The murder of Vince Foster had nothing to do with it. The Bimbo Squad had nothing to do with it. Private email server, classified documents leaking all over the world had nothing to do with it. The pay for play at the Clinton Foundation had absolutely nothing to do. And it's all just the fault of the fake news. Bill Mitchell actually got out there and said, which fake news story cost Hillary the election? Point to one that we can look at to determine if it's really fake or not. There will be a long time waiting to get a response to that. Now, Paul Craig Roberts is out there saying what we already know is true. Big money is trying to shut down all of our websites. They're trying to get our advertisers to cancel with us. They're trying to find any way they can get us blocked. One of the big problems with these so-called parental filter systems is they'll accept a submission of a site that should be blocked without actually vetting it themselves. And so it's very easy for somebody to go into, we will block your website from the world, or we'll block your browser from anythinginteresting.com, and type in, oh, whatreallyhappened.com, they're showing cat juggling or something like that. And we'll be added to the block lists without them checking it, because they're lazy. And that means the owners of the websites then have to contact these blockers and say, please explain why you blocked my website. And inevitably, we get an email back saying, oh, it must have been blocked by mistake. We are now unblocking you. But it's taking up our time. It's another form of harassment. And it is a repeat of the McCarthy smear tactics. Oh, their commie sympathizers destroy their careers. Too late. You did that 22 years ago. Now, 21st Century Fox is making a play to take over Sky News. And apparently we're going to see another huge attempt to consolidate global media and shackle it to the official government story of whatever it is they want to talk about. Going to try and buy up what few independent media outlets are out there and just buy it all up. And in the latest embarrassment this morning, MSNBC host Stephanie Ruhle accused Fox News of holding its Christmas party at Donald Trump's recently opened Washington hotel, talking about conflicts of interest. You know, oh, Fox News is all buddy-buddy with Donald Trump here, and, you know, we weren't invited, and all the rest of it. And, of course, this is a pushback against that leaked Podesta email that showed 65 top executives and prostitutes and correspondents of the corporate media palling it up with John Podesta and signing on to the Hillary Clinton campaign. And so they're out there saying, Fox News is having their Christmas party at a Trump hotel. How could they do that? Then later in the day, 2 p.m., Ruhle issued an apology saying, no, Fox actually went someplace else. Our bad. We'll be right back.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with 3 shots from the rear and 1 shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about fake news and who the real fakers are. And when WikiLeaks started releasing emails from John Podesta, the Clinton campaign and the corporate media launched a campaign to claim they were all fakes and forgeries, that WikiLeaks was releasing fake documents. Now, many of these documents were duplicates of official emails that had, in fact, already been released by Judicial Watch, Legal Action, and the various congressional investigations. And people could confirm, yeah, this is verbatim, word for word. Now, it turns out that this entire claim trying to damage WikiLeaks, okay, came from MSNBC's intelligence analyst Malcolm Nance. He, in turn, relied on a tweet saying, please be skeptical of alleged Podesta emails. Trumpists are dirtying the docs. That tweet, in turn, was linked to a tweet from an anonymous account calling itself The Omnivore, which posted a fake transcript purporting to be a Hillary Clinton speech to Goldman Sachs as released by WikiLeaks. Now, that document does not appear on the WikiLeaks server. And that was the entire basis for the MSNBC starting this claim that all of the WikiLeaks documents were doctored with a fake document that never came from WikiLeaks. This is how they operate on this thing. Now, as we were talking about yesterday in response to a phone call, it turns out there's a gentleman out in Culver City, California, Justin Kohler. He's a liberal Democrat, and he runs a company called Disinfo Media that specializes in setting up phony news sites. A lot of them are made to look like real news sites and are used to plant bogus news on the internet in the hope that the independent media will pick it up and be embarrassed by it. And it backfired because apparently some of the real corporate media picked up these stories and ran with them. But, I mean, think about it. There's a guy who's got a company. Their entire business model is setting up phony news websites to plant junk stories on the independent media. I want to know who's paying this guy. It's obviously very, very, very secretive. Won't even admit how many of these phony websites belong to him. And here's another story from the phony media. Back in July, remember when the corporate media was publishing this story called the McLaren Report about how the Russians were doping their Olympic athletes? And it was all supposedly based on a confession from a Russian who'd been part of the doping situation. And it resulted in a near blanket ban on Russian track and field athletes participating in the Rio Games, a complete ban on the Russian athletes for the Paralympics. Well, the International Olympic Committee has just announced they have retested all the blood samples from the Russian athletes. Nothing was found. Nothing. It was a smear job to kick the Russians out of the Olympics so the Americans could win the medals and look good to the world. Remember that first gold medal we won? Shooting made the gun grabbers absolutely puke. The corporate media got the Russian Olympic team banned, and it was all a lie. All righty, now then, let's talk about the war zones. As we mentioned yesterday, Obama has granted a waiver for continued military support of fighters in Syria, bypassing the Arms Export Control Act. And Obama is out there justifying this, saying that we need to arm the fighters in Syria to fight the war on terror. They're not there to fight the war on terror. They're there to fight Assad. What Obama is saying is we're going to arm the terrorists to fight the war on terror, and it doesn't get any more Orwellian than that, does it? Meanwhile, of course, we're seeing reports in places like Russia Today that there's no question these weapons will absolutely end up in the wrong hands again, because it happened before. The weapons being given to the so-called moderate rebels inevitably wind up in ISIS and Al-Qaeda hands. All right, we're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, performance levels, and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Breitbart is now reporting that Harvard law professor and progressive liberal activist Larry Lessig has announced he's teaming up with a California-based law firm to offer free and confidential legal services to any members of the Electoral College who are going to violate their own state laws to vote against Donald Trump. And by the way, Lessig has served on the boards of numerous groups financed by billionaire George Soros. Now, I'm kind of wondering how this guy got to be a Harvard law professor, because he seems ignorant of the laws involving aiding and abetting, counseling, and procuring a criminal act. This falls under incitement to commit. And given that he's teamed up with this law firm this actually represents a conspiracy to incite to commit violations of state election law. And these states would have every right to have this guy arrested and thrown in prison. And those lawyers out in California. And that is one of the real dangers of these liberals, libertologists. That's what we're going to call them from now on. The cult of libertology. Because they serve a higher and more noble purpose. It's okay for them to break the laws. Don't you break the law. You'd be a bad person. But it's okay for us to break the law. We serve a higher and more noble purpose. We serve the Empress Hillary. And now we have that link to George Soros. And that definitely, I think, is a demonstration that the Electoral College, if they vote against Donald Trump, is not acting in good faith. And that gives Congress the right to overrule. They are going to start a civil war with us. I can't imagine that's what they want, but that's where we're headed. I was optimistically, perhaps naively, foolishly thinking that Donald Trump winning the White House might turn things around and get us back on the path to being a constitutional republic. But this might be the very beginning of the dissolution of the United States, the way the Soviet Union went. Maybe it is too far gone to be saved. Now, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, and I'm so happy she's from here in Hawaii, and I think she would have made a good Secretary of State. And she's being interviewed on CNN, and CNN's going on about all these terrorists. We've got to fight the terrorists. And Tulsi says the U.S. is supplying these people. Which we all know, it's been documented time and time again. And Tulsi has introduced a resolution into the House of Representatives called the Stop Arming Terrorists Act. And its goal is to stop the spending of U.S. taxpayer dollars on supporting and arming international terrorist groups through covert operations and third states, third parties. Everybody knows what's going on. Everybody knows how the U.S. is conducting foreign policy. And that's another reason they're angry with the independent media. Because we won't cover it up for them. And the people who are paid millions of dollars to successfully cover it up aren't being successful any longer, are they? All right, well, there's an interesting little video on the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. It's over in eastern Aleppo. The civilians are having a street party with the Syrian army, and they're just having a good old time. Their food is coming on in. Their lives are coming back. People are returning to their homes. And, of course, over in the U.S. government, the White House and the Pentagon, they're gritting their teeth because the Syrian people are supposed to be afraid of the Syrian army because they're going to take them to Assad, and Assad is going to torture them slowly to death and use sarin gas on them, and they're not supposed to be happy. It makes us look bad. And anything that makes the U.S. government looks bad has to be nuked. Drone strike. Now, the U.S. Navy, as part of this ramping up of Russia bad, Russia bad, Russia bad, is now searching for a hypothetical Russian carrier killer submarine that is supposedly prowling the Mediterranean following the NATO warships. And they're going on out and doing a sub hunt. They don't actually have any evidence one is there. And they're just out there saying they might be there. These might be the Oscar II vessels that are carrier killers. Well, given the quality of our carriers, like the Gerald R. Ford, I think any kid with a pea shooter is a carrier killer at this point. I think we reported about 2 years ago, the Joint Chiefs called in a Navy admiral for a consultation and said, if we go to war with Russia or China, what is the life expectancy of our carrier battle groups? And this admiral said, going to be about a week. Two, if you keep them in their home port, which was not what the Joint Chiefs wanted to hear. The danger here, though, in the Mediterranean, And remember, the NATO and the U.S. tooling around the Mediterranean would be like Russia tooling around the Gulf of Mexico, just to understand who's threatening who, who's rattling their sabers. But the U.S. probably, if you look at how they brought about Pearl Harbor and sacrificed all those people in the Lusitania and so forth, it's not beyond the realm of possibility to suggest that the U.S. might sink a NATO ship and say, oh my goodness, look what those evil people in Russia did, and launch World War III for real. They are desperate. Remember, cornered animals are the most dangerous, and these people are feeling very cornered. And we all have to be very cautious and very, very skeptical. Now, over in Turkey, the ruling AKP party is submitting a bill to parliament tomorrow that will bring about constitutional changes, switching Turkey to an executive presidency, which will give Erdogan much more power than he already has. I think Erdogan is becoming the real wild card in that part of the world, the loose cannon on deck, as it were. Meanwhile, Congress has approved $600 million for Israel's missile defense. This includes cooperation on R&D programs, purchases of Iron Dome, David Sling, and Arrow 3. And meanwhile, the people of Flint, Michigan still have highly toxic water coming out of their faucets. It kind of makes you wonder, who does Congress think they're really working for? You know, billions and trillions for the Pentagon, millions for Israel, and all this other stuff here. What about the people of America? No, no, it's not in the budget. Clean, healthy drinking water is not in the budget. Couldn't afford it this year. Government is choosing, government is prioritizing, and our priority is to take money away from you and give it to Israel. And if you question that, then you're just being a dirty, filthy, Jew-hating anti-Semite who wants Hitler to come back and gas the Jewish babies in the ovens. Story coming out of fee.org, mirror, mirror on the wall, whose country is freest of them all? And the article is about basically a ranking of the status of personal liberty in various countries. And this reminded me very much of that wonderful speech from HBO's The Newsroom. Okay, out of the 159 countries that were scored on the issue of personal freedom for their people, the United States ranked 24. So going on back to that wonderful speech where one of the other people on the stage said, what makes America the greatest nation on earth? We have freedom. Not according to this survey. Let's turn to the economic news here. Italy is now requesting an emergency bailout from the European Stability Mechanism, which is basically this giant slush fund of emergency bailout money that they rush in and throw over any bank that's about to collapse and take the system down. And Italy's banking system is in serious trouble because of Renzi's referendum collapsing. And you need to understand the complexities of the situation here. The reason the referendum collapsed is the referendum was going to save the banks by taking more away from the people of Italy. Anytime any bank anywhere in the world gets into trouble, what's their first solution? Oh, well, we have to have more money from the people. We've seen it here in the United States for more than a decade. TARP, bailout, bail-in, haircut, scalping, whatever you want to call it. Now there's negative interest rates. Now they're talking about a war on cash. So you have to keep your money in the bank, and the bank can dip into it with fees, negative interest rates, and in the event of emergency, they can just grab it for themselves. How to be the best bank robber on earth? Own that bank. Now, the U.S. government is still out there touting a 4.6 unemployment rate. Huzzah, huzzah, the economy is almost recovering. Donald Trump's inheriting a tremendously wonderful economy, and when it all falls apart, it's all his fault. No, we have 95 million people who are not in the labor force. And the government arbitrarily says, well, if they stop looking for work, then we're not going to count them as unemployed. How do people look for work if there are no jobs out there? This is just another classic example of the government cooking the books to lie to you and the corporate media feeding to you as if it is the gospel truth. 95 million legal American citizens willing and able to work but unable to find jobs for years does not map to a 4.6 unemployment rate. It is a flat-out lie by the government and reinforced by the corporate media that then dares to declare the independent media the fake news. More and more evidence is coming out in this court case about the silver market being rigged. And we know that's been going on. They need to keep gold and silver prices down for two reasons. One, they don't want you closing your savings account and going into precious metals, or liquidating your stock portfolio and going into precious metals. So they always have to keep the gold and silver less attractive than a savings account or the stock market. And the other reason is we have all these bullion centers like the New York Federal Reserve, J.P. Morgan, and the rest are trying to buy up gold to make good on all the gold that had been deposited in their bullion vaults and then somehow had gone out the back door. They're trying to make good on that, and obviously they want to get the gold as cheaply as possible. And again, like we're already seeing happening over in India, when they declare a cashless society, they will ban private ownership of gold and probably silver. In fact, they'll ban the ownership of anything that represents a portable store of value so that you can keep your wealth under your control rather than just simply having it at the bank's discretion to do whatever they want with. And that completes the evolution of the loss of our freedom over our own money. When this country started, the coinage was the money, the valuable metals in the coin, the silver and the gold, were the money. That was it. And once you had that coin in your hand, it was under your control. You could put it in your pocket, you could spend it, you could bury it in a mayonnaise jar out by the pineapple plantation, and there was nothing the government or the bankers could do to alter the value of that money. That was freedom. With the establishment of the Federal Reserve and the removing of silver content from the coinage following Kennedy's assassination, control of the value of the money passed from you to the government and the banks. You have no control. You can work very hard and build up a stack of money that you're going to go buy, for example, a new Honda. And the government can just all of a sudden say, well, we need to change the exchange rate. And all of a sudden that Honda that you were about to pay for is now twice as expensive. You are now a slave to the bankers and the government, who now have control over the wealth of the money you already worked for and earned. And this is the final step, to force you to have all of your wealth in the bank, so the bank is now basically running your commerce for you and charging a hefty fee. And it's impossible to have a run on the bank because there's no way for the bank to hand you your wealth in a tangible form. All they can do is send it to another bank. Now, I remember the last time there was a population of workers who worked and were provided for, but were not allowed to have their own money. It was called the antebellum plantations. That's where we're headed with this cashless society. It's a new form of enslavement to force us to be dependent on the banks. The banks will be our lords and masters because we cannot conduct commerce without their blessing. Oh, Lord Banker, may I have your leave to buy a loaf of bread for my family? Oh, Lord Banker, may I have your leave to put gas in my car? Call it neo-feudalism, if you will. Getting on back to this silver rigging, more and more information coming out in federal court. A UBS trader literally called this group of financial institutions rigging the silver prices as the mafia. And he may not be that far from reality. Over in Great Britain, homeless people will be fined up to $1,300 for sleeping on the sidewalks. Gee, I wonder what brilliant politician passed that law. How do you expect these homeless people to pay the fine? If they had $1,300, they'd be in a hotel or an apartment, wouldn't they? Shows you just how completely out of touch and clueless politicians are. Oh, there's a homeless problem. They're sleeping on the streets and inconveniencing the tourists here. Well, we'll just fine them. $1,300. That sounds good. We'll do that. And they voted it on through. $1,300 fine for sleeping on the sidewalk. Yeah, that'll teach them. Anyway, I'm not the only one concerned about the cashless society. Over at KC Research, they're saying the push for a cashless society is the worst thing to happen to the U.S. dollar since 1913. They're absolutely right. They're trying this out already over in India. That's the first test case. And they've almost locked up the economy. And they are raiding the homes of rich people and confiscating the gold. And I have no animosity toward the people of India, but I hope they crash the system and demonstrate this is not going to work before it's applied to the entire globe, crashes that system, and then we're all seriously buggered. We're going to take a break here for commercials. We're coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire, and we'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Only a fool would go to a plumber for brain surgery. But otherwise intelligent people use internet searches to find such gems as Lee Harvey Oswald killed JFK with three shots from the rear and one shot from the front. They get similar financial guidance when they are investigating cryptocurrencies. RBN listeners know that American currency has not been lawful money for nearly 50 years, since the thieves at the Fed stole the silver out of the coins and began reneging on redeemable notes in 1968. Now that the dollar has just about inflated totally away and banks want reverse interest to keep your books, the high-tech world has brought you an alternative. What if you could buy, sell, and trade with fellow business people from your home with zero bank fees? If you believe banking tyranny must end, then join the digital currency movement now. Call investigative journalist Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Coming up on the top of the hour, and the lovely Lady Claire. Now, out in California, State Senator Kevin DeLeon has introduced a bill, Senate Bill 54, called the California Values Act. Apparently, if you disagree with this legislation, then you're just being an immoral racist sphincter. And it explicitly prohibits state and local law enforcement agencies from investigating, detaining, detecting, reporting, or arresting people for immigration enforcement purposes. Moreover, the bill would force public schools, hospitals, and courthouses to establish safe zones that limit immigration enforcement on their premises. Now then, let us turn to the Federal Immigration and Nationality Act, Section 8, U.S. Code 1324, where it says any person who encourages or induces an alien to reside in the country is in violation of the law. For each individual alien involved, you can be fined and imprisoned for not more than 5 years or both. So when you're looking at the total illegal immigrant population of California and you multiply that times five, this state senator could go away for the rest of his life and change. And it basically goes on to basically say that anybody, a person including a group of persons, business, organization, or local government, commits a federal felony when they assist an alien they should reasonably know is illegal in the U.S. by transporting, sheltering, or assisting them to obtain employment. In other words, all of these people running all of these sanctuary cities are all now felons. And in many of these states, there are laws saying felons cannot hold office. All right, let's take a quick phone call before the top of the hour. Sherry in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I wanted to say something about fake news. Before our news was called fake news, our news, I think that some thought went into what they were going to call it, because I think fake news instead of false news was used maybe because we have conspired to make it untrue. You know, there's a conspiracy.
Okay, well, you're throwing around the collectives like we and our news, and I'm not sure whether you're talking about the independent media, the corporate media. So you need to clarify that so that we're not confused what you're talking about. I think the term fake news was simply created like conspiracy theorist. To simply a label to throw on out and say, well, they're now the fake news. Mahi dictum est. You should not pay attention to them when they tell you Saddam did not have nuclear weapons, and you should only listen to us when we tell you that Vladimir Putin is building a Death Star and will kill you all unless we invade Russia.
Right. That's right. And I think it smacks of conspiracy, like, you know, and they're attributing that to us. Now, I'm not looking to change that, but I have no problem accusing them, the corporate media, of spreading false news as opposed to true news.
Well, we're certainly doing that. I mean, my website and dozens of others, we're putting up these catalog lists of all of these lies the corporate media has put out. And, you know, it's a huge amount. And that's the uphill battle they're fighting. Anyway, Sherry, got to let you go. Got to do station identification. And we'll be right back.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.